Mr. Bates, acquaintances of him tell you, this time somebody did yibum and married his yivoma, and then Menitzes Mulberis. She is found to be pregnant, the Yoldan gives birth. So now this is more problematic, because if there's no obligation of yibum, then he violated a very severe avera of marrying his brother's wife. So says the Mishnah, Bezvan Shavolo Shel Kayoma, in a time, in a scenario where the child does end up being a surviving child, certainly Yotzi, he has to divorce her. He doesn't have to give a get, because the marriage was never considered a marriage, since one is not able to marry his brother's wife. But the point is, he can no longer continue living with her. Secondly, the Chayavim B'Korban, both the Yovom and the Yavoma are obligated to bring a Korban Chatos for unintentionally having illegal relations. And on the other hand, Ve'im Einavol Shel Kayoma, if the child does not end up being a surviving child, then Yekayim, he can remain married with her, because there is an obligation of Yibum. And again, according to what we learnt, he hasn't actually yet performed the mitzvah of Yibum, because the Yibum which he did whilst she was pregnant is not valid Yibum. But the next time he has relations with her, so that would be the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yibum, and then they can continue being married. Now we're going to learn later on in a future Mishnah that to avoid such a situation happening, one should not perform Yibum within 3 months of the death of the man, in order that they can see clearly whether she is pregnant or not. However, what happens if she did not wait, and she ends up giving birth 9 months after the man died? So we were in a situation of a doubt as to whether the child is the child of the original husband who died, or whether it's the child of the Yovam. Sofik ben Tishal Arishain, it's a doubt as to whether this baby was born after 9 months, in which case it is the son of the first husband. Sofik ben Shivala Achrain, and it's a doubt whether he was born after 7 months from the last husband. In general, in those days, if a baby was born after 8 months, then it wouldn't survive. That's why the Mishnah chose a case of 7 months and 9 months. Be it as it may, says the Mishnah, Yotzi, he does have to divorce her, because if indeed the child is the child of the original husband, so then there's no obligation of Yibum, and it's forbidden to marry her because she is the wife of his brother. And in this case, he will have to give a get, because it could be that indeed there was an obligation of Yibum, in which case the Yibum was valid, and they are considered to be husband and wife, so when he divorces her, he does have to give her a get. Secondly, the Havlad Kosher. The child is valid, meaning he is not considered to be a mamzer. A mamzer is a child who is born as a result of illegal relations. So in this case, although it's a doubt as to which husband the child came from, either way, he's not considered to be a mamzer. Because if the child is a child of the first husband, so it's as a result of totally permitted relations, which the woman had with her husband before he died. And if it's the child of the last husband, so then it's also not illegal relations, because that means that the first husband did not have any children. So there was an obligation of Yibum, and he fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum. So the child is certainly not a mamzer, even though it's a doubt as to which father gave birth to him. And the Mishnah says, V'chayavim ba'oshem tolui. They are obligated to bring a korban oshem tolui, which is the korban which one brings in a case where he is not sure whether he is liable to bring a korban chatos. So in this case, since they're not sure whether the relations were illegal or not, whether there was an obligation of yibum or not, so they are obligated to bring an oshem tolui.